You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. We are returning now to a story we've been following for several years about a school in Cincinnati, Ohio, that's trying to help break the cycle of poverty in its neighborhood. It's called Euler School, in a neighborhood with high crime and few resources called Lower Price Hill. Until about a decade ago, most kids in this area didn't finish high school at all. Euler became what's called a community school. There's education, yes, but also a health center, vision and dental clinics, a food bank, and free clothing. Parts of the experiment are working. But as Marketplace's Amy Scott found out when she went back to Euler recently, there's still a missing piece.
Jamie Lugan's office at Euler is stacked floor to ceiling with plastic bins full of backpacks, school supplies, deodorant, and shampoo. There are even a few sparkly prom dresses stashed on the coat rack by the door.
Things that I know we need at, like, the last second, like a kid's leaving, oh, Miss Jamie, I've lost my gloves and my hat. Can you make sure I have that?
She usually can. Jamie is the resource coordinator at Euler, and it's her job to connect students and their families with everything from the school's wide array of social services to an extra pair of gym socks. But about 5 years ago, kids started coming to her for something she couldn't stock on her shelves, a place to spend the night.
It started out with a lot of high school kids that were, for whatever reason, homeless, and they would have nowhere to go.
So she worked the phones, calling shelters, finding other parents to take kids in, even sometimes bringing students home with her.
Then it got to the point where we had so many kids. I felt like my entire time was trying to find places for students to live.
Euler had run up against a hard reality that transforming a school, even on the grand scale that Euler had been transformed, may not be enough to spark the transformation of the surrounding neighborhood. When I first visited in 2012, Euler was in the midst of a $21 million renovation. Since then, though test scores have continued to lag, its graduation rate has steadily ticked up.
We had some hope that if the school was itself an attraction to people to come to the neighborhood, that the neighborhood would kind of organically improve.
Darlene Kamine helped lead the turnaround as founder of the Community Learning Center Institute.
But the housing stock and the community was so distressed that it just couldn't happen quite in that organic way.
So with the school rebuilt, Darlene and her team set out to rebuild the community.
When did you have your backpack? Bubby has it.
At the end of a school day, Kimmy Washburn waves her last preschooler out the door before clocking out.
Come back tomorrow, Ellie. Bye-bye.
In some ways, Kimmy is the embodiment of Euler's progress. After having a baby at 17, she was in the second class to graduate from the high school. Then she got an associate's degree and became an assistant teacher. Her daughter is a fourth grader at Euler, and at age 26, Kimmy is about to become a homeowner. A few blocks from the school, staff and volunteers from Habitat for Humanity are renovating a three-story brick house built in the 1880s, one of seven vacant homes the group has bought in Lower Price Hill. Euler helped Kimmy apply. She had to take classes in personal finance and home maintenance, and almost every Saturday since February, she's come here to paint and pound nails.
When I stop being so sore, I love it. But I have to earn sweat equity, so you really blood, sweat, and tears, and you put in your time.
The Habitat homes are part of a much bigger plan to revitalize Lower Price Hill. Step one was stemming the crisis, partnering with city agencies and nonprofits to make sure kids had a safe place to sleep every night. Step two was working with developers, landlords, and local businesses to create long-term stability.
All right, everyone, well, we are going to kick this party off.
So on a recent evening, school staff, community leaders, and residents packed the Euler cafeteria for an update on the plan. The $34 million committed so far will rehab 130 units of rental housing, add trees and lighting, and a new riverfront park. Tamika Ballard Thomas recently moved into another Habitat for Humanity house.
I want to help with the green space and the neighborhood watches, whatever. So I'm just jumping in because I'm vested now. I'm here. You know, I have property here.
Back at her future house, Kimmy Washburn puts on a hard hat and gives me the tour.
I have two lazy Susans. These got put in on Friday and Saturday. So I'm thinking one for bakeware and one for pots and pans.
It's a big upgrade from the Section 8 apartment she's been renting a few doors down. She and her boyfriend share a bedroom with their daughter. For a while, Kimmy did their laundry in the bathtub.
There used to be prostitutes in the building, so before the building basement got locked up and you had to have a certain key for it.
When the new house is finished, Kimmy will take out a zero-interest mortgage from Habitat and pay just $500 a month, only a little more than she's been paying for her cramped apartment. And the plan is to double Lower Price Hill's home ownership rate within a few years.
Maybe there'll be less pollution, because we'll all have our own garbage can. Maybe more families actually care about being parents to their children. Less stress, more positivity, more Euler graduates.
That's the idea. Children with stable housing tend to do better in school and are much more likely to graduate. In Cincinnati, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.